yesterday, Beatrice and Prakash and Sushila, who is visiting for this particular itinerary from Nepal, who arrived day before yesterday and stayed at our home. And Shashi and Meera from Agra, they arrived early morning yesterday, 7:30. And Narayan, who is a leader, one of the leaders of Bhima and Neha, they came over, drove Narayan, who has van service. His business is to have passenger and drive them to various places. He's got a large van, 12 seaters. So these ones took off for Uttarakhand state to Dehradun yesterday morning for our about 8 days trip. 21st, and then they return back here on 28th of June, and Prakash and Sushila will fly back on 30th morning. They have a wonderful itinerary. Today is their first day of leaders meeting, one day leaders meeting of one of the leaders, Aditya and Geetaji from Pori Garhwal. Their leaders will come to Rajpur, Dehradun, at the Christian retreat and study center. Tomorrow, Pooja's group and also Bhima and Neha's group will come for another one-day leaders fellowship. On 24th, they will stay at one of the hotels near to Gulab Singh's home. And on the 25th, they will drive towards New Terry, higher altitude. And Ram Singh has one-day leaders fellowship by the lake, Terry Lake. There's a hotel and restaurant. They have a nice venue for fellowship. That's 25th. And same day, they will drive to Riverside Hotel. They will stay at a hotel right next to Riverside Hotel, Chahat Hotel. So driving from Gurgaon home here to Dehradun is about driving time 6 hours. And they take a in-between break, lunch break, something like that. So about 7 hours. And from this Christian retreat center and the hotel by the airport is about 1 hour drive. And from there to this lakeside, about 2.5 hours, about something like that. Then another leg after that Ram Singh's leaders meeting on the 25th to this Chahat Hotel near to Ram Singh's home is about 1.5 hours. Mountain road, they will go up about 6,500 feet and then come down to lake, but lake area is also around 3,000 feet. 26th, 27th, they'll be meeting with Bhagwan Singh's leaders one day and Gangu Devi's leaders meeting. Gangu Devi, her leaders, and she lives, and her husband and family lives in Pori Garhwal across Alkananda River. The south side of Alkananda River is called Pori Garhwal, and the northern side is called Terry Garhwal. Geography lesson. And Ram Singh lives in Terry Garhwal. just by this Alaknanda River. Alaknanda River flows from the Himalaya Mountains. And then at this place called Dev Prayag, which is about an hour drive from Ram Singh's home towards Rishikesh, this Alaknanda River joins with another river. That water comes from Theri Dam, the lake, and the dam is installed there, and then the water, it becomes a river and joins and becomes Ganges River, the famous Ganges River. And this river keeps going towards southeast direction and eventually flows into the Bay of Bengal. So something like that. Oh yeah, and Pooja will join them from Christian Retreat Center. Maybe another person could join, but that's what I know. So they have a fun trip now, enjoying the time with personal fellowship. And that's a really important time and a precious time, one-on-one. There will be more one-on-one kind of times with fellow travelers. A lot of edification takes place that way in a group like that. Such a time when the words from God is spoken, the inspired word of God, which we are able to do. We are given the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, incredible supernatural ability, which Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit come upon you, lambano it, use it. When you use it, you are going to be my witness. So, incredible ability God has given to us. Since then, we were handicapped, greatly handicapped. But since the Spirit of God came and we are endued with the power from on high, the ability from on high, God wants us to utilize this, use it, lambano it, use it. And when we are ignorant about that, then stays dormant. Don't enjoy the benefit. Manifesting this, using this Spirit of God, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for benefiting. In the text, in the Greek, it's in the gerund, not in infinitive. Yeah, not in the infinitive, to profit. It is in gerund, profiting. The emphasis is in the continuous action, continuous. So this manifestation of the Spirit of God is given to us. So we are to evidence it. This Spirit of God, we are to use as we use the benefiting. Continuous benefit happens. And to one, that benefiting, to one. In 1 Corinthians 12, it says, to one is given, like that. What is given? Not the manifestation is given, the benefits. Sometimes it is taught like that. The one of the manifestation is speaking tongues. But it's not like that. One of the benefits of this manifestation, we can speak in tongues. We have this incredible ability in the Spirit, and we use this particular thing called speaking in tongues. My spirit, it's me. My arm is mine. My legs are mine. My eyes are mine. It gives me benefit. I use my eyes. I shut my eyes, close my eyes, then I'm not using it. And then I keep walking. I might bump into a tree. God encourages us to use this nine benefits, nine areas where the Spirit of God can bring to you benefits, incredible benefits. This Spirit of God, when I speak in tongues, I have this incredible ability to speak and pray perfectly, talk to God perfectly, and able to receive the call also, God's side, information, encouragement, direction, perfectly. Therefore, God encourages us to speak in tongues more and more. He that speaks in tongues builds up himself. So we have this incredible ability to speak in tongues. And my spirit, supernatural ability, that's mine. And I use my ability to speak perfectly, talk to God perfectly. A lot of incredible things are taking place. Hence, I am being built up. Great benefit. And I can make intercession. Intercession for myself, for others. My spirit knows what to do. That's my ability. And prophecy. Prophecy, I can prophesy. God gives you the inspiration to speak. So when I'm inspired and desire to, my mind direction is to speak thy word. God, I want to speak your word, not my words, your word. And the right individual pops up, comes to you, right individual. God is ordering our everything internally, externally. And for example, Richard called yesterday, then inspiration, the words from God, heavenly words. Heavenly words is always encouraging. Prophecy by way of comfort and exhortation edifies. It gives hope. Our words always gives hope. Confession is very important, as Richard shared earlier. Confession is very important because we are speaking from the right hand of God. We are given the authority and power at the right hand of God. What we say frames the ages, forms, becomes. The enemy knows that very well. He knows that we are far above him, his domain. He could only throw in things so that logos, logic, concept, idea, for us to take it, take the lie, receive the lie, and start speaking in that direction. We don't have to do that. We speak, confess, say, heavenly direction, always heavenly direction. God already said you were healed, so that's the direction. Enemy will try to get you to focus on visible things, which appears to be real. However, we will say confession is made unto wholeness. God is already directing us to what to confess after Romans 10:9. We will speak good words. And God gives us, through the Spirit, God gives us right words, right concept. And we say that, which is yet visible. So we do that. But now I'm talking about prophecy. So prophecy we are able to do, not just 10 seconds during a fellowship. We are kind of taught like that. Yes, that is also prophecy, but oh yeah, and also you are inspired to speak to this one person, somebody. If you are inspired to speak to that particular person, you say. But in a fellowship situation like here, Tom was inspired to speak right after Richard. So we have this ability in the Spirit of God, which is given to us, which is part of me. It is part of my cells. DNA, I don't know what it would be the right way to say, but it's fibered into us. The Spirit of God is part of our makeup now. Something like cells. It's embedded totally inside, head to toe, and has incredible ability. And also the benefit of receiving the wisdom and knowledge. And to utilize this, our orientation is towards God, Heavenly Father, heaven. That we will move to God for solution, inclined to God for knowledge. And we trust Him and He shall direct our path, absolute. And then other, the benefits of the Spirit of God when we manifest, use it. Back to one-on-one, traveling together, fellow travelers. So Beatrice and the wonderful member, they are going to have a fantastic time, vision building. Their confession level will rise. God will always raise you up to more confidence, more conviction, which used to be challenging to say, it becomes normal. You reach that plateau and that is normal. For example, some of the leaders earlier to travel by train, spending money was, means long distance train, talking about that, was challenging financially. However, they continue to move forward and disregard that. In the train, there are different classes. First class, AC. I think first class has air conditioning all the time or so. Second class, third class. So initially, they might have traveled in third class. As they walk with God, being led by God, that their faith and finance also has grown, increased, rose up, that traveling by second class was normal. But first class was slightly challenging. But as they walked with God, the first class became normal. As they walk with God further, then they would be flying. The train fare, long distance, is first class, air-conditioned coach, is still cheaper than the airfare here in India. So many leaders, now God has risen their level of finance and expectation up, that they are now traveling by air, and that is normal. So God is always upgrading you and upgrade your confession. He gives us something to look forward, hope, good hope. So our saying, speech is positive always. We don't confess the negative side, which doesn't benefit us. And something to watch is we don't do this by our own works. Sometimes people will do that with one's own ability, works, labors. They know that labors we need. But instead of letting God, which He says, that I will ekbalo the labors. And what we are to do is that we expect, we will beseech the Lord of the harvest. This is my work. This is what I do, what you do, my part. We beseech, expect the Lord of harvest to ekbalo, and God will ekbalo, send the labors to you. But at times, the old habits, tradition, that without knowing, a person will be working hard to get the labors. make a program, okay, let's go out and witness. Because, oh yeah, Jesus said that, speak unto every creature. So sometimes scripture is used wrong direction, and they think, oh yeah, then we should go out and witness, go door to door. However, God shows us from the scripture also that, for example, healing, then let's heal everybody. Let's go to the hospital. Let's go to the temple gate in Jerusalem. Of course, that was years ago, but Jesus didn't heal everyone who had needs of healing at the gate, that place, path that he walked to enter into the temple, Jerusalem temple. There were many individuals with need for something, need for that, need for healing. So how did he do? He walked by the Spirit. So that's the thing. Walk by the Spirit. Then we know we are inspired to go outside somewhere, and then you are inspired to speak to somebody. Then you do that. But that's not the law. The next time, oh, this was successful. This person then later came to fellowship and became a laborer. So the next time I will do the same. Then you will not get the results. We don't go by flesh. We walk by the inspiration of God and being led by God. One time we healed someone this way. You were inspired to heal someone this way, and then that person got healed. Then everybody will do the same. He will start teaching, okay, this is how you heal. But that's not the way. For example, Jesus healed men who were blind, various men. And we notice that in the scripture, there are so many different ways that Jesus healed them. So for us, there is no law, no set pattern. But by the Spirit of God, God will show us each time to do this or don't do. Overall, God is absolutely watching over you. We don't need to worry about anything. God is absolutely taking care. He cares for you. That's our location, heavenly location. God watches over you absolutely, fantastically, in minute detail. And He has ordained good works for each one of us. He arranges to bring those good works. So we don't have to worry and started to trying to execute good works. We think it's good works. I met this hungry person who didn't have money or something, begging. And then, oh, I'm going to witness to this person. And at the end, you give him $10. And he says, oh, I was so blessed. Thank you, or something. But this person moved with one's own understanding and not by God. However, he may get satisfaction. Oh, I did good thing, good works today. So by the fruit, we will know, by the fruit. Jesus, where he would heal that person who couldn't move and couldn't go into this particular pond. What those days these people believed was, when the water is disturbed, whoever jumps into the pond first gets healed, because angels comes down and goes up to this lake or pond. And Jesus just happened to say to this particular one person, would you be made whole? And this person says, well, sir, it's difficult for me. I'm trying to get there, but always somebody else jumps in first because I'm not able to move that quickly or not at all. However, after Jesus having conversation, this and that, then he minister healing. He just says, okay, take up your cot or something and then go home. And this person was healed. However, there are no other people Jesus healed there. As far as in the scripture, it doesn't say that. He just healed this person. That's all. So when we will walk with God's inspiration, there's fruit, result. And when we move with our own thinking, own way, it doesn't give results. The increase and growth doesn't follow. But when we are following God's simple doctrine, that He will add, He will bring individuals such as should be saved. And we expect that. What's our work is? We expect that. So we are continually expecting, and the things that God is giving us, that inspiration, desire, and we say, we speak. Confession is made unto wholeness, and whatever God is giving to us in our spirit, we are absolutely capable to walk with Him. And we know that our competence is from God. Our sufficiency is from God. And we are speaking good words. The all men to be saved. Through all of us, each one of us, God is going to multiply, increase and multiply. We say that. Oh, by the way, but it's not there. So how we can say? But that's what God says. If we want to see, then we started to look to God and expect what God says unto the uttermost parts of the world. Here, there, and then uttermost parts of the world. Direction, mental direction that way. Then that becomes quickly or gradually begin to manifest evidence. Because you are seated at the highest location in the creation. That's what he says. And that is reality, whether we feel it, don't feel it. The authority that you are given. And if you exercise that authority to do the things that God puts in your heart, in you, he is working all the time in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure, then you are benefited, your family is benefited, other ready ones are benefited, and this wave will continue to become bigger and bigger. You are generator of this vibration. Godly, powerful vibration goes from you to all direction, three-dimensionally, four-dimensionally. So, okay, that's what I want to share today.